Thank you. All right, I'm going to call this meeting to order, everyone. This is the May 5th, 2021 meeting of the Chelan County Land Use Hearing Examiner. My name is Andy Kottkamp, and I've been appointed by the Chelan County Board of Commissioners to serve as a Land Use Hearing Examiner. My job is to render decisions on various applications that are authorized to come before me, which include zone change proposals. That's what we have on the agenda for today. Those are zoning map amendments, I guess is the best way to put it. I will consider any testimony and evidence presented at today's hearing, as well as all the materials on file in order to make my decision. Now, the hearing process has certain rules, but I still try to conduct these meetings in a relaxed and informal manner. But I still have a procedure that we're going to use. First of all, for each item, staff will present their report and make whatever recommendations that they wish to make. Then the applicant or the applicant's representative is given an opportunity to present their testimony and evidence. The applicant does have the burden of proof to show compliance with all of the applicable rules and regulations. Then if somebody from the public came to testify either in favor or against the project, they'll be given that opportunity to do so. And if there is any testimony in opposition to a project, I will give the applicant an opportunity to submit whatever rebuttal testimony they wish to submit. Now, if you are going to testify, I'm going to have you do a few things. I'm going to have you state your name and address, and then I'm going to swear you in as a witness. I'd ask that you keep your testimony relevant to the specific application that we're talking about and not to other issues beyond the scope of that proposal. And if you have anything in writing that you want to submit today, we can make those arrangements. Now, I have the option following this hearing to keep the record open if I think there's a need for additional written testimony to be submitted. But in any event, my written decision will be made within 10 working days after I close the public record. I have reviewed, except as provided by the Chelan County Code regarding requests for reconsideration or requests to reopen a hearing. My decision on each of these matters will be final and conclusive unless they are appealed. Appeals are by means of what's called a land use petition action. They have to be filed within 21 days of the date of the issuance of the decision. And if the appeal is not timely filed, your appeal would be barred. The bottom line is that if you're considering an appeal of any of my decisions, you should seek immediate legal advice. I reviewed each item on today's agenda. I don't have any interest in any of the properties or the proposals to be heard today. I'll be able to fairly and objectively consider each item on today's agenda. And then outside of receiving and reviewing the staff reports for each item, along with all the attachments to the staff reports, which included the application materials and the county commissioner's resolution for the comprehensive plan amendment, there have been comments that have been submitted. Other than receiving and reviewing those items and indeed the entire planning staff file, I've not had any communication regarding either of the items that are on today's agenda. So with those representations, if you do have an objection to me serving as a hearing examiner for any of these items, you need to unmute yourself and state so at this time. Okay, hearing none, we'll turn to the first item on today's agenda. This is an application for a change to the amendment to the zoning map. This is given application number ZC21-0063. And let me pull it up here. Again, this is an application for a zoning map amendment related to property located within Chelan County that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. And now for the record, I will admit into the record that staff report and all those attachments to the staff report, which included all of the application materials, all the noticing documents that have come through, there have been comments that have been made. I will admit all those items. Indeed, I will admit the entire planning staff file into the record at this time by this reference, and I will turn this matter over to Mr. Prouty for the staff presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Kottkamp. My name is Jordan Prouty. I am a planner one here at Chelan County. This is a zoning change proposal. As Mr. Kottkamp said, zoning change proposal 21-0063. It is a proposal to change a 3.42 acre parcel located at 515 Lower Sunny Slope Road in the Wenatchee Sunny Slope area from Rural Residential Resource 5 to Rural Village. This proposed zoning map amendment will seek to create consistency with the previously approved comprehensive plan text amendment numbered CPA 2020-004, which was adopted through resolution 2021-14 on January 26th of this year. Findings of facts supporting this can be found in my staff report mentioned, as well as the previously mentioned resolution attached as Exhibit A. And based on information provided in the application materials for proposed zoning change, comments received from state and local agencies during noticing time, and findings of fact in my staff report, staff recommends approval of the proposed zoning change numbered 2021-063. I am welcome to any questions, and thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your presentation. I've reviewed the material several times. I do not have any questions for you. Is the applicant here today?
Hi, we're here. Rachel Smith. And my husband, Brent, is on as well.
Okay. So I just have one of you testify just real quick. Who would like to testify? Who volunteers? I guess you, Rachel.
All right. Yeah. Sorry. My husband doesn't do these Zooms too often. My kids have to show him how to unmute himself and things like that.
Wait. First, I need to have you state your name and your address, and then I'm going to swear you in as a witness.
All right. Rachel Smith, 515 Lower Sunny Slope Road, Wenatchee, Washington.
All right. Would you raise your right hand for me? Do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury any testimony you give today will be the truth?
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much. Now, you are the applicant and one of the property owners along with your husband. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, is there anything in addition that you'd like to tell me about this project?
No further comments at this time.
Okay. There are no proposed conditions of approval because this isn't really a development permit, like a building or anything like that. So, so thank you very much for coming in. Appreciate that. Is there anybody from the public that wanted to testify on this matter? All right. Is there anything further from staff?
Nothing further, Mr. Cockham.
All right. Thank you very much. So, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, what I'm going to do is I'm going to close the public record portion of this hearing. I'll have a written decision made within the next 10 working days. And that'll be sent to staff, and staff will forward it to you. Okay? Yep. Okay. Now, we'll turn to the next item on today. Thank you very much for coming, by the way. We'll turn to the next item on today's agenda. This is also a zone change application, given application number ZC 21-086. This is an application for a zoning map amendment to change zoning from a rural residential resource 5 to and rural residential resource 10 to rural recreational residential, relating to property located within the County of Chelan, as more specifically described in the staff report, as well as in all the application materials. For the record, I will admit into the record that staff report and all the attachments to the staff report, which included all of those application materials, all the noticing documents, all the comments that have come through, the Chelan County Board of Commissioners resolution, I will admit all those items. Indeed, I will admit the entire planning staff file into the record at this time by this reference, and I'll turn this matter over to Ms. McGuire for the staff presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Kotkamp. My name is Molly McGuire. I'm a planner one here as well. And like you said, this is a project for the rezoning of 28.87 acres of rural residential resource 10 and 10 acres of rural residential resource 5 to rural recreation residential on Chihuahua Loop Road in Lake Wenatchee, Washington. The change would be consistent with the recently approved comprehensive plan amendment 20-001 by resolution 2021-21. And based on the findings and comments in the staff report, staff recommends approval for this zone change 21-086.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I don't have any questions for you. You had a very nice staff report as well and explained everything very carefully. So we'll turn this matter over to the applicant. Is the applicant here today?
Yes.
And could you state your name and an address for the record?
Ryan Walker, 151 South Worthen Street, Suite 101, Wenatchee.
All right, Mr. Walker, would you raise your right hand for me? Do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you very much. And Mr. Walker, are you here as an agent authorized to appear and speak on behalf of the property owner and applicant today?
Yes, I am.
All right, great. And what else would you like to tell me about this project?
We've read the staff report. We agree that this approval is necessary for consistency with the already approved comp plan amendment. Agree with all the staff report and would like to answer any questions you have.
I do not have any questions for you, but I do appreciate you coming in today. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
All right. Did any member of the public come to testify on this matter? Is there anything further from staff? Pardon?
Nothing further.
Oh, okay, great. All right, with that then, I'm going to close the public record portion of this hearing. I'll have a written decision made within the next 10 working days. Thank you for coming in, Mr. Walker. And the last item on today's agenda is also a zone change given application number ZC21-096. This is an application to change approximately 10 acres from rural residential 5 to rural village. This relates to property located within Chelan County that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. Now, for the record, I will admit into the record that staff report and all those attachments to the staff report, which included all the application materials, all of the noticing documents, there's been comments that have come through. There's the Chelan County resolution. I'll admit all those items. Indeed, I will admit the entire planning staff file into the record at this time by this reference. And again, turn this matter over to Mr. Prouty for the staff presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Kottkamp. This is a proposal zoning change 21-0096. A change to a 10-acre parcel of land located at 5900 Webster Way in Cashmere from Rural Residential Resource 5 to Rural Village. This proposed zoning map amendment will provide consistency with the previously approved comp plan amendment number 2020-005, approved through resolution 2021-15 on January 26th of this year. Once again, you can find findings of fact supporting this in my staff report, as well as the previously mentioned resolution. And based on information provided in the application materials, comments received from state and local agencies during noticing, and findings of fact in my staff report, staff does recommend approval of zoning change 2021-0096.
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Prouty. Is the applicant here today on this matter?
Yes.
All right, once again, can you state your name and an address for the record?
Ryan Walker, 151 South Worthen Street, Suite 101, Wenatchee.
All right, Mr. Walker, you are still under oath. Are you here as an agent authorized to appear and speak on behalf of the property owner and applicant today?
Yes, I am.
All right, thank you. And what would you like to tell me about this project?
Once again, we have read the staff report, agree with it, and just want to reaffirm that approval of this application is necessary for consistency with the already approved comp plan amendment. And I'd like to answer any questions you might have.
Well, I appreciate that. I do not have any questions on this zone change either. I appreciate you coming in today.
Thank you.
I turn this matter over to the public. Did any member of the public wish to testify on this matter? All right, is there anything further from staff?
Hi, this is Cheryl Carson. I have my hand raised. Sorry, I didn't know the process for public comment here, but I would like to comment.
All right, I need to have you state your name and an address for me.
Sure. Cheryl Carson, 4804 Yaxham Canyon Road, Cashmere, Washington, 98815.
All right, thank you. Now I'll have you raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
Yes.
All right, thank you. And what would you like to tell me about this project?
I'm here on behalf of the landowner, Karen Carson, and in addition to the letter that she submitted, she asked me to just emphasize the process that was followed for this zone change. She did not receive a letter regarding public comment opportunity for the county commissioner meeting. So she was under the impression that the decision made at the December Planning Commission meeting was the final word on this matter. And she is requesting that this be brought back to the county commissioners with ample opportunity for public comment because she would like her opinions expressed in her letter to be heard. And she feels that they were not properly permitted.
All right. All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, sir. Thank you.
All right. I'll have to look and see. You can let Karen Carson know. I don't know that I have jurisdiction once a resolution has been passed and hasn't been appealed, if I have any kind of jurisdiction to have them reopen the comp plan process. And the reason I just don't want to explain this a second, because that's a policy decision. It's probably, not probably, it may be something that a superior court would be able to do, but I'd have to look really long and hard and probably struggle with the decision about whether I have any jurisdiction to be able to do that. The county code does limit what my jurisdiction is. And so I'd have to look and see if I have that. But okay. I just wanted you to explain that. I didn't want your mom to get her hopes up or anything.
No, I understand that. And I guess I would add that the first that she heard of the approval of the zone change was the notice for this meeting. So there was no opportunity to appeal because it was never made aware to her that it had passed.
Okay. All right. Well, assuming I have no jurisdiction over that, she may want to talk to a lawyer. Is all I can say.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Is there any other member of the public that wanted to testify today? All right. And is there anything further from the applicant?
Well, I'm sure you'll research that topic. I think I agree with your initial take on it. Also, while there's several methods of notice that the county uses, I'm not sure what led to this, but I think that taking a look into their procedures, the noticing requirements probably were met. Would be very rare for them to not be in my experience. So I think there's other remedies here outside of this process.
All right, thank you very much. Is there anything further from staff?
So I did go back and look at the mailing list for Board of County Commissioners mailing, and I did see that there was mailing listed to Carson Lyle and Karen Living Trust located at 100 Cascade Place in Cashmere. I'm not sure if that's the address they have currently, but that's what we have for mailing to BOCC.
Okay. All right. I think this is probably all beyond what my jurisdiction is, but I appreciate that information. So what I'm going to do is I am going to close the public record portion of this hearing. I will have a written decision made within the next 10 working days. And again, Ms. Carson, you can let your mother know that I will look at her requests carefully. There are no other items now on today's agenda. So I'm now going to adjourn this May 5th. Meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. I appreciate everybody coming today, and this meeting is adjourned. Have a great week. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.